Well, good morning. It is January 13th, 2023, Friday the 13th. We won't let that stop us. Welcome to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in Genesis chapter 14, Matthew chapter 13, Nehemiah chapter 3, and Acts chapter 13 on this Friday the 13th. Genesis chapter 14. Genesis 14, and it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Ellasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goyim, that they made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shenab, king of Admah, and Shemamer, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is, Zoar. All these came as allies to the valley of Sidon, that is, the Salt Sea. 12 years they had served Chedorlaomer, but the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him came and defeated the Rephaim in Asheroth Karaim and Zezim in Ham and Emim and Shaba Kirathim and the Horites in their Mount Seir as far as El Paran, which is in the wilderness. And then they turned back and came to En Mishpat, that is Kadesh, and conquered all the countries of the Amalekites and also the Amorites, and lived in Hazazon Tamar. And the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, came out, and they arrayed for battle against them in the valley of Siddim, against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goyim, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Ellasar. Four kings against five. Now the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and they fell into them. But those who survived fled to the hill country, and then they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all of their food supply and departed. And they also took Lot, Abram's nephew, and his possessions and departed, for he was living in Sodom. Then a fugitive came and told Abram, the Hebrew. Now he was living by the oaks of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and the brothers of Anar, and these were the allies of Abram. And when Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he led out his trained men, born in his house, 318, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. And he divided his forces against them by night, he and his servants, and defeated them, and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods and also brought back his relative Lot with his possession and all the women and the people. Then, after his return from the feet of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Saba, that is the king's valley. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was a priest of God Most High. And he blessed them and said, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And he gave him a tenth of all. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give the people to me and take the goods for yourself." And Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have sworn to the Lord God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread or a sandal, thong, or anything that is yours, for fear that you would say, 'I have made Abraham rich.' I will take nothing except what the young men have eaten, and the share of the men who went with me, Anar, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their share." That was Genesis chapter 14. Let's move on over to the New Testament to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. "And that day Jesus went out of the house and was sitting by the sea, and large crowds gathered to him. And so he got in the boat and sat down, and the whole crowd was standing on the beach. Now he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, 'Behold, the sower went out to sow. And he sowed, and as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came up and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on the good soil, and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? Jesus answered them, To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. And therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but you will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom the seed was sowed beside the road. The one whom the seed was sown on the rocky places is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, and yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one on whom the seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And the one on whom the seed was sown on the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. And Jesus presented another parable to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while his men were sleeping, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. But when the wheat sprouted and bore grain, then the tares became evident also. And the slaves of the landowner came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? And he said to them, An enemy has done this. And the slaves said, Do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, No, for while you are gathering up the tares, you may uproot the wheat with them. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, First, gather up the tares, and then bind them in bundles to burn them up, but gather the wheat into my barn. He presented another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. And this is smaller than all the other seeds, but when it's fully grown, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. And he spoke another parable to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three pecks of flour until it was all leavened. And all these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables, and he did not speak to them without a parable. And this was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden since the foundation of the world. And then he left the crowds and went into his house, and his disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. And he said, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. And as for the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom, and the tares are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. And so just as the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be in the end of the age. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks, and those who commit lawlessness, and will throw them into a furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of the Father. He who has ears, let him hear. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast in the sea and gathering fish of every kind. And when it was filled, they drew it up on the beach, and they sat down and gathered the good fish into the containers, but the bad they threw away. And so it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth and take out the wicked from the righteous and will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? And they said to him, Yes. And Jesus said to them, Therefore every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a head of a household who brings out of his treasure things new and old. When Jesus had finished these parables, he departed from there And he came to his hometown and began teaching them in the synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother's called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all of these things?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household." And he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. That was Matthew chapter 13. Let's move on over to the Old Testament once again. We're going to read Nehemiah chapter 3. Nehemiah chapter 3 today. Then Eliashib, the high priest, arose, and his brothers and the priests, and built the sheep gate, and they consecrated and hung its doors, and they consecrated the wall to the tower of the hundred and the tower of Haniel, and next to him the men of Jericho built, and next to them Zakur the son of Imri built. Now the sons of Hashani built the fish gate, and they laid its beams and hung its doors with the bolts and the bars. Next to them Meremoth the son of Uriah, the son of Hakoz, made repairs, and next to him Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshulazabel, made repairs, and next to him Zadok, the son of Bana, also made repairs. Moreover, next to him the Tekoites made repairs, but their nobles did not support the work of their masters. Doadiah, the son of Pashea, and Meshulam, the son of Beshadiah, repaired the old gate, and they laid beams and hung its doors with its bolts and its bars. Next to them Melatiah, the Gibeonite, and Jadon, the Merathite, the men of Gibeon, and Mizpah also made repairs to the official seat of the governor of the province beyond the river. Next to him, Uziel, the son of Harariah, of the goldsmiths, made repairs. And next to him, Hananiah, one of the perfumers, made repairs. And they restored Jerusalem as far as the broad wall. And next to them, Rephaphiah, the son of Hur, the official of the half of the district of Jerusalem, made repairs. And next to them, Jedidiah, the son of Harufa, made repairs opposite his house. And next to him, Hattush, the son of Hashaneah, made repairs. Malachijah, the son of Harim, and Hashub, the son of Pathah Moab, repaired another section in the towers of furnaces. And next to him, Shalub, the son of Halohesh, the official of half the district of Jerusalem, made repairs, he and his daughters. Hanub and the inhabitants of Zanoah made repairs in the valley gate, and they built it and hung its doors and its bolts and its bars and 1,000 cubits of the wall to the refuse gates. Malachijah, the son of Rechab, the official of the district of Beth Hakarim, repaired the refuse gate, and he built it and hung its doors with the bolts and its bars. Shalom, the son of Kol Hose, the official of the district of Mizpah, repaired the fountain gate. He built it and covered it and hung its doors and its bolts and its bars and the walls of the pool of Shelah, the king's garden, as far as the steps that descend from the city of David. And after him, Nehemiah, the son of Azbuk, official of the half of the district of Beth-Zur, made repairs as far as the point opposite the tombs of David, and as far as the artificial pool in the house of the mighty men. And after him, the Levites carried out repairs under Rehum, the son of Bani. And next to him, Hashabiah, the official of half the district of Keliah, carried out repairs for the district. And after him, their brothers carried out the repairs under Bavai, the son of Henadad, official of the other half of the district of Keliah. Next to him, Izar, the son of Jeshua, the official of Mizpah, repaired another section in front of the ascent of the armory at the angle. And after him, Baruch, the son of Zabai, zealously repaired another section from the angle to the doorway of the house of Eliashib, the high priest. And after him, Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Hakoz, repaired another section from the doorway of Eliashib's house, even as far as the end of the house. And after him, the priests, the men of the valley, carried out repairs. After them, Benjamin and Hashub carried out repairs in front of their house. And after them, Azariah, the son of Maaseiah of Ananiah, carried out repairs beside his house. After him, Bunu, the son of Henadad, repaired another section from the house of Azariah as far as the angle and as far as the corner. Palel, the son of Uzai, made repairs in the front of the angle in the house, projecting from the upper house of the king, which is by the court of the guard. And after him, Pedadiah, the son of Perosh, made repairs. The temple servants living in Ophel made repairs as far as the front of the water gate toward the east and the projecting tower. And after him, the Tekoites repaired another section in front of the great projecting tower as far as the wall of Ophel. Above the horse gate, the priests carried out repairs, each in front of his house. And after them, Zadok, the son of Immer, carried out repairs in front of his house. And after him, Shemaiah, the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate, carried out repairs. And after him, Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Hanum, the sixth son of Zelhaph, repaired another section. After him, Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, carried out repairs in the front of his own quarters. And after him, Malchijah, one of the goldsmiths, carried out repairs as far as the house of the temple servants and of the merchants in the front of the inspection gate and as far as the upper room in the corner. Between the upper room of the corner and the sheep gate, the goldsmiths and the merchants carried out repairs. That was Nehemiah chapter 3. Let's move on over to our final text today, Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13 today. Acts chapter 13. Now, there were at Antioch in the church that was there prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, who is called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaim, who had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. And while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And so, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they reached Salamis, they began to proclaim the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they also had John as their helper. And when they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they found a magician, a Jewish false prophet, whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, a man of intelligence. And this man summoned Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the magician, for so his name is translated, was opposing them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, who was also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fixed his gaze on them and said, "You who are full of all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord? Now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and not see the sun for a time." And immediately a mist and a darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking those who would lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when they saw what had happened, being amazed at the teaching of the Lord. Now Paul and his companions put out to sea from Paphos and came to Perga and Pamphylia, but John left them and returned to Jerusalem. But going on from Perga, they arrived at Pisidon, Antioch, and on the Sabbath day they went into the synagogue and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent to them, saying, "Brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say it." Paul stood up and, motioning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with an uplifted arm, he led them out from it. For a period of about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he distributed their land as an inheritance, all of which took about 450 years. And after these things, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. And then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And after he had removed him, he raised up David to be king, concerning whom he also testified and said, 'I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do my will.' And from the descendants of this man, according to the promise, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. After John had proclaimed before his coming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And while John was completing his course, he kept saying, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. But behold, one is coming after me, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to untie.' Brethren, sons of Abraham's family, those among you who fear God, to us the message of salvation has been sent. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, recognizing neither him nor the utterance of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfilling these by condemning him. And though they found no ground for putting him to death, they asked Pilate that he be executed. And when they had carried out all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, the very ones who are now his witnesses to the people. And we preach to you the good news of the promise made to the fathers, that God has fulfilled this promise to our children, In that, he raised up Jesus, as it is also written in the second psalm, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As for the fact that he raised him from the dead, no longer to return to decay, he has spoken in this way, "I will give you the holy and the sure blessings of David." And therefore, he also says in another psalm, "You will not allow your Holy One to undergo decay." For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid among his fathers and underwent decay. But he whom God raised did not undergo decay. And therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through him forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. And through him, everyone who believes is freed from all things from which you could not be freed through the law of Moses. And therefore, take heed, so that the things spoken of in the prophets may not come upon you. Behold, you scoffers, and marvel, and perish. For I am accomplishing a work in your days, a work which you will never believe, though someone should describe it to you." And as Paul and Barnabas were going out, the people kept begging that these things might be spoken to them the next Sabbath. Now, when the meeting of the synagogue had broken up, many of the Jews and the God-fearing proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, were urging them to continue in the grace of God. The next Sabbath, nearly the whole city assembled to hear the words of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began contradicting the things spoken by Paul and were blaspheming. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, since you repudiate it and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have placed you as a light for the Gentiles, that you may seek salvation to the end of the earth.' And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. And as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was being spread through the whole region. But the Jews incited the devout women of prominence and the leading men of the city and instigated a persecution against Paul and Barnabas and drove them out of their district. But they shook off the dust of their feet in protest against them at Iconium. And the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit." Well, amen. That was our reading today for Friday the 13th, 2023, January the 13th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. Lord, we thank you so much for that glorious gospel message that Paul and Barnabas preach. Lord, that the saints throughout the ages have preached, and indeed, Lord, what we continue to preach today, that salvation is through Jesus and through Jesus alone. And so, Lord, we thank you for saving us. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you're doing for us today and continue to do. Lord, give us a good day in you and help us to be quick to share that message of salvation with others. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.